Hello, my darling. I was thinking of you, and thinking of the challenge you have set before you, and I decided I want to give you a resistance challenge. I want you to try and resist coming for me. I want your lust to overwhelm you so much that you lose control and the thought of coming for me consumes you and you no longer have a choice. But I also want you to succeed in the challenge. I really am so impressed with a man who has control over his own cock. The problem is, you didn't click on this to resist me. Oh no. We both know that a part of you clicked on this so that you can give in. Save yourself from this challenge. I know. You might be telling yourself that you are up for the challenge, but deep down inside, you knew before you heard my first breath that you were going to come for me. It feels so good to give in. And there is no reward for holding back, is there? No trophy, no ceremony, hardly even bragging rights. And if you've come for me before, which I'm sure you have, you know how good it feels to come for me, don't you? I bet you want to experience that again, don't you? Ah, yes. And if on the small chance you have never come for me before, you know what it's like. You hear a new sexy voice, a new experience in your ears for your cock. You are penetrated. And you want to see how it feels to come. So, coming to a stranger's voice. As they seduce, as they tease you. Who wouldn't want that experience, huh? But is the game really any fun when we both know exactly how it's going to end? Don't answer that question. It was rhetorical. Even now, I think you are imagining the feeling of letting go, of giving in, that incredible build-up as you act like you want to say no, but you are simply waiting for your lust to bring you over the edge and pull out all your cum. We've only just begun, and you already can't stop thinking about the incredible orgasm you know I'm going to take from you. In principle, it is so easy to resist an audio like this. You only have to hold back from stroking your cock. Every time you touch yourself, that beautiful, hard, weeping cock, we both know you simply make it harder and harder. You know this, but I'm gonna guess you end up touching yourself anyway. Not touching yourself isn't very fun, is it? You want to see how close you can get. You want to see how much pleasure you can feel without going all the way. Oh, that place where you know that even the lightest touch will eventually lead you to coming. But say you can hold back. You can stop whenever you want. But then it finally happens. And then you tell yourself you are simply overwhelmed. Miss Wendy told me to. Oh, it felt so good. So go ahead. Touch yourself for me. Graze your cock with your fingers and feel it twitch and grow in excitement. Remember, all of my instructions here are optional. But I know that you want to follow them anyway. The first time you try not to, you'll just dwell on all the pleasure you know you're missing out on. And then you'll do everything you can to make up for it, to please me, so my voice can please you. But we still have a game to play. So let's pretend. Yes? Let's pretend that you, my darling, can say no to me. Let's pretend you have the willpower to resist me. Let's pretend you are strong enough not to come for me. Even though you gave in the moment you saw this audio, the moment you touched your cock, the moment you even undressed, and the rest of our time together is simply you allowing it to happen. Again, I ask, is the game really any fun when we both know how it will end? Oh, I think that hard, aching cock of yours is telling me yes. Yes, please. So go ahead and pretend you won't give in. And I'll pretend you will be hard for me to seduce, that you won't want to come. Now, first things first, we need to get you throbbing. Yes, throbbing. Ingredient number one. I want you to get yourself worked up. And then I'm going to talk a bit with you about some of the naughty things that you enjoy. If at any time you feel the need to just grab on and jerk your way to orgasm, you are more than welcome to do so. But the longer you resist me, the better it's going to feel when you finally draw out that cum. Now wrap your index finger and your thumb around the base of your cock. That's right. Give yourself a little squeeze. Tense the muscles of your groin. Can you feel the blood surging into it? Can you feel the skin there getting tighter? The nerves begin to get more sensitive. Do it again. Give that beautiful cock a little squeeze and tense a bit for me. Oh, good boy. I do love it when you play along with me. So much confidence in yourself. Now, I'd like you to keep your fingers wrapped around the base, and with the other hand, simply lightly trace a finger up the shaft and then back down again, very slowly. If you have pre-cum, you can wet it if you like. You can even use a lube if you want to. Up and down, a simple request. Then give it another squeeze. Tense those muscles and then trays up and down that hard cock for me. Good boy. Keep it up. Tease yourself. While you're doing that, I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you ready? Don't stop squeezing and stroking. Here we go. Now, what role do you like to take when it comes to sex? Do you enjoy being dominant? Would you take me as your pet? Would you make me ache? Make me beg as you use my body for your own pleasure? I can imagine looking up at you, my eyes eager to please, ready to pleasure you in any way you command, my hands tied behind my back as I'm on my knees, the mouth and tongue ready to give you what you need. You need it, and I want to give it to you. Please. Would you spank me if I didn't do a good job? Would you tell me I'm a bad girl as you push yourself inside me? Or do you enjoy being the submissive one? Would you want to be my pet? Would you let me tie you up? Maybe blindfold you? Tease you? Make you moan in frustration as I push you beyond your limits? Simply to please Miss Wendy, your mistress. Yes, you like that. Would you want me to punish you when you make a mistake? Add a little pain to your pleasure? Tell you your place and suffocate you with my body as you realize that you exist only in service to my desires. Mine. Or, do you enjoy a more vanilla-style sexual experience? Two bodies submitting to each other, dancing, sensuality increasing with each tender kiss. Each body part, our hands and lips explore. Each deep breath we let out onto each other's necks. As our bodies become one in passionate sex, there's no need for kink because the intimacy we feel takes our erotic sensations up to new heights. If I was there with you, imagine for me, really picture it. How would you want it to play out? Tell me. I want to hear your fantasies. I want you to know that I could turn that fantasy into reality. I could keep tracing your finger up and down your cock. If any of that delicious pre-cum is leaking, work it into the head. Make that swollen, kissable cock it all glistening for me. So beautiful. Now, let's think about what it's like when it comes to just pure, raw fucking. How do you like to do that, huh? Standing, pressed up against a wall. Maybe bend me over a table. Would you want me on all fours as you thrust into me over and over and over from behind? How about sitting in a chair with me facing away from you, watching my ass bounce up and down on your cock over and over and over and over, watching it disappear into me? Maybe you like it slow, keeping yourself on the edge, enjoying my sensuality as long as possible. Or maybe you like it fast, building to that climax as quick and hard as you can. Oh, yes. So many options. I want you to take your fingers, the fingers that are squeezing, and simply move them up and down the base of your cock, only going about a quarter of the way up with each slow, tight stroke. Tease out any pre-cum and allow yourself to get excited as you get closer to stroking long and fast. Don't play with the head yet. If you have the strength to hold back, that is. Simply keep teasing yourself for me. Good boy. Now, do you want to know my favorite way to fuck? I love riding cowgirl. Making you do all the work to turn me on. Telling you to lick me. To tease me. To worship me. Until I tell you to roll over, naked on your back, and then straddle him, ride him. That way I can control how it feels, the rubbing, the grinding, the pace, how deep you are inside. I can shift the angle of your cock, arching my back, putting my hands behind me on your thighs, fucking you any pace I please. Or I can lean in close and command you to lick and suck my breasts as I fuck you. I love it. When I can feel a man's big, strong hands digging into my hips. When I tease him. When I move slow, his hands are begging for more. When I don't give in, and then he's forced to thrust from the bottom to satisfy his lust. I love it. Oh, watching your desperation, your willingness to compromise. I love being able to explore you with my mouth, to lick all over your chest, kiss your neck, nibble on your face. All while you pump harder and harder, trying to get deeper with each thrust, begging for me to Would you fuck me like that? If I was more than just my voice in the room, in your head. If I wasn't just penetrating your mind and you were penetrating my pussy. Would you fuck me like that? Oh, it makes me so wet just thinking of you fantasizing about me. Oh, I love it. I love knowing that you are just there laying or sitting, listening to me aching so deeply for my body, my touch, my mouth, my fantasy to come alive and touch you, penetrate you. Let's pleasure ourselves together as we fantasize. I'll imagine my fingers on your cock, and you will pretend that your hand is my pussy, grinding, stroking, as we thrust our bodies, dancing together in our imaginations. I want to feel this pleasure with you. Move your body into position. Go ahead. Make sure I have room for my knees to straddle you. Lay your legs flat. That's right. Just like you know I want it. Ready? Ready for me to impale myself on you. Now grip the tip of your cock. And just slowly bring your hand toward the base as you imagine yourself pushing deep inside of me. Hold the skin tightly stretched as you rest your cock inside me for a moment, giving me time to adjust to how you've stretched me so magnificently. Feel the blood surge and the nerves tingle all over in anticipation. Yes. Oh, yes. This is where our resistance is gone. Any pretense you or I had of pretending you could resist me is over, because you're going to fuck me. You're going to give in. You are going to explode inside me and fill me. I've already won. Just let it happen. Now, fuck me. Oh, like that. Fuck me. Don't stop. Stroke up and down as you imagine our bodies sliding slowly together as we begin, allowing the pleasure to build. Release any time you need to, but if you can hold on and come with me, that would please me. Visualize my mischievous smile in your mind. Smell my skin damp just out of the shower. Feel my body moving with you. My moans of pleasure building the pressure up in your magnificent dick. That release is coming. Yes. Deeper. I want you deeper. Fuck. Oh, harder. Oh, yes. Harder. Harder. I want you harder. Oh, faster. 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 Oh, oh, oh. Move faster for me. Oh, I want you to make me come. Oh, oh. Feels so good to fuck me finally, doesn't it? Oh, 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 yes. Oh, so close. So naughty. Oh, 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 oh. Sure. Lust, overwhelm me. Don't hold back anymore. No, no. There's no reason. No reason not to just, oh, oh, look, go and give in. Come with me. Ah, 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 mm. Come with me. Oh, and unload inside. Oh, I want to feel your cum. I want to feel you explode. Oh, oh God. Oh, so wet. So wet. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel perfect. Oh. So, tell me, did you last? Did you resist and hold out? Did you come? That's okay. You can pretend you did. No one else will know. Oh, fuck, you're good.